So hello and welcome into another edition of Headlines with Harris here in our WCHE 1520 studios. As always, I'm your host, Jeff Harris, and on the phone, we are joined by a doctor, and that is Dr. Henry Tsai, who is a radiation oncologist at Procure, New Jersey. Dr. Tsai, you with us?
I am. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for calling in because, you know, I had scheduled some interviews before where we're talking about Procure proton therapy. And I believe that I spoke with Dr. Brian Chan with Procure about breast cancer earlier in the fall of 2015. And now we have you on because I understand that there was just a major milestone with the Proton Therapy Center in Somerset, New Jersey. If you could even touch a little bit about that that milestone.
That's right. Thanks so much. You know, we just recently celebrated the graduation of our 2000th patient who's come through our center for proton treatments.
Wow.
Yes, we've been open for about 4 years now, and to have been involved in the care of 2,000 patients is just an amazing milestone that we have just celebrated recently.
So, as you said, you know, treating 2,000 cancer patients in the short time of just 4 years, I mean, I don't think that everybody completely understands what a monumental and massive accomplishment that is, because if you were to break that down, I mean, I'm sure it accelerated as the years went on, or maybe you could even touch on, I mean, if you broke that down over the course of 4 years, that's about 500 people a year. However, has that number gradually increased? You know, in this past year, did you focus and treat more people than maybe your first year starting out?
That's exactly right. When we first opened up, you know, we started with patient number one, and each year we've treated more and more patients. So we've certainly accelerated the number of patients that we're treating over the course of the year. Every patient is unique and every patient special, and to tailor each treatment to the patient is a big part of what we do. And so to know that we've done that for 2,000 patients is, again, a real testament to the expertise and the know-how of the Procure team to treat patients well, give them accurate proton therapy, and to give them a sort of very positive and uplifting experience when they're here.
So, you know, Dr. Tsai, not everybody, I don't think that they understand completely what proton therapy is. I mean, you can read online about proton therapy. You can read about, you know, the Procure Center in Somerset, New Jersey. You can read about the treatments and people can explain it. However, I think that an explanation from a doctor and a doctor that specializes in this area may be or may help residents and listeners understand a little bit more of what proton therapy actually is.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You know, I think the important takeaway message is that proton therapy is really the most precise and advanced form of radiation therapy that's available today. For many years, proton therapy was only available at one or two centers in this whole country. When we opened our center, I believe we were the 10th center to be in operation, and now there are more and more centers being announced and starting to open, so that pretty soon there'll be 20 or 30 centers before we know it. But we really were on the front lines of bringing this technology. We were the first proton therapy center in the New York, New Jersey area. And it was very important to make this available for patients who need radiation treatment, but really want to minimize the amount of collateral damage that could potentially be done with the radiation therapy. So in summary, proton therapy is really just a very precise, conformal form of radiation treatment that gets the radiation to the target, but minimizes the amount of radiation that's given to the normal healthy tissues that often surround these tumors.
So would it be correct then to assume or even categorize proton therapy as, you know, a form of radiation that is extremely beneficial for those, you know, difficult to reach tumors and, you know, those complex cases of those tumors that are in people's bodies? Is that what that is? You know, it really gets the difficult to reach tumors without damaging healthy tissues and organs surrounding the tumors?
Right. I think that's a good way of looking at it. You know, these tumors are, in almost all cases, are surrounded by healthy tissues. For example, with brain tumors, we're talking about things that control vision and memory and cognition. In the abdomen and pelvis, we'd be talking about normal vital organs that need to be protected. With regular X-ray radiation, those X-ray beams pass all the way through the patient. So there's radiation given on the way in and on the way out. But with the proton beam, because it has a mass and it can actually stop at a certain distance in the body, we can really provide radiation delivery to a target, but then once it gets to where it has to go, it stops. And there's no what we call exit radiation, where the beam keeps going. So by doing this, by using proton beams, we can really concentrate the dose to where we want it to go and stop the beam before it starts going into other healthy areas. So I think the way you described it is exactly right.
And, you know, something I was reading up on, I think, you know, prior to this interview, and something that I didn't necessarily know. And, you know, I have a grandfather that suffers from prostate cancer and, you know, has been cleared. And then, you know, he went into remission and then all of a sudden it came back. And something like prostate cancer, I don't think that people completely understand that the proton therapy has been used for over 20 years. So essentially over two decades to treat prostate cancer. I don't think that everybody understands that proton therapy has been around for that long.
That's right. Even when we opened, I think there was a lot of misinformation and people really were not familiar with proton therapy just because it wasn't here and available. But for patients who were seeking out the most advanced form of treatment, they were realizing that proton therapy was available. And so you're right. For 20 and almost 30 years, we've been using proton therapy at different centers to treat prostate cancer. And now that more treatment slots are available, as more proton centers open, we're able to offer this very advanced form of radiation to patients suffering from a wide variety of cancers, as you said, breast cancer, prostate cancer, brain tumors, pediatric brain tumors. We are really running the gamut of different indications for proton therapy and finding that for many cases, it's beneficial when compared to regular radiation treatments.
And again, we are speaking with Dr. Henry Tsai, a radiation oncologist at ProCure at their Somerset, New Jersey location. And Dr. Tsai, I know we talked about, you know, treating 2,000 patients over the course of the 4 years that Somerset, New Jersey, the ProCure has been open. And also, you know, the science behind proton therapy and, you know, exactly what it does and how it works to eliminate tumors and shrink them and what it can do to help prevent damaging surrounding tissue and healthy organs within someone's body. However, I would like to ask almost, you know, what you personally have seen and the advantages from experience that you've had, the advantages of proton therapy in terms of, you know, long-term quality of life for those that have gone under certain levels of proton therapy and treatment, and then, you know, maybe even 5 or 10 years down the road, what these people are now experiencing.
Sure. You know, I have to say that, you know, even before this proton center opened, I had done my training in Boston at one of the first proton therapy centers. And from there, I can tell you that I've seen young kids go through treatment and come back many years down the road and really manifest much fewer of the long-term effects that patients will often get when they get radiation as a young child. So that's really been the most gratifying experiences I've ever had personally in terms of treating patients with proton therapy. I've had family members go through proton therapy. I've seen patients come in and out of our center from all around the world, not just in New York, New Jersey area, but also from abroad, Europe and Israel, where this technology is not available. Patients are coming here, and that certainly has been a big reason why we've been able to reach that 2,000 patient milestone. In addition, we're always making the treatment better and always taking feedback from our patients and improving on the science of proton therapy. In fact, we're the only proton center in New Jersey now that offers pencil beam scanning. This is an even more advanced, more conformal way of delivering proton therapy that basically allows us to use a pinpoint beam of protons and paint the dose exactly the way we want it around a tumor. So again, giving us the opportunity to shape the proton radiation dose and sculpt it to the tumor, and again, reaching that goal of less radiation to the normal tissues.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, I wanted to say, because I know we only have a limited amount of time here with you, Dr. Tsai, but I know that it was on June 15th, I believe, is what I was told was the celebration of this 2,000th patient, the milestone that is. I was wondering if you could even touch on the celebration. I mean, I'm sure not all 2,000 patients were there. Celebrating how many patients kind of came out and people that were supporting proton therapy, and maybe even just touch on the celebration a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, the 2,000th patient is a great milestone, but it doesn't diminish the fact that every patient who's come through our center has been special, and we have a graduation ceremony on a very regular basis. So every patient that comes through is given the opportunity to attend a graduation ceremony where they say a few words, they receive some certificates, and it's really a very positive experience. And one thing you mentioned is that we often have patients come back. So at this most recent celebration, we had patient number one come back after 4 years of being free of their disease to come back and celebrate this momentous milestone for us. So we had maybe, I don't know, 20 or 30 patients, both current patients who are being treated, patients who had just finished, And like I said, patients from our first year of therapy come back with their families. We had a nice cake and some nice food, and you know, really it was just a very positive, uplifting experience. So for patients going through treatment, they could see that there was light at the end of the tunnel, and really just celebrate, you know, what's always a momentous occasion when a patient finishes their cancer treatment with us.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, I remember speaking with Dr. Chan back in the fall of 2015, I believe. It was referring to, we were discussing proton therapy in terms of treating breast cancer. However, I remember him telling me a little bit about the graduation parties and celebrations that kind of go on at ProCure. And, you know, I just really wanted to thank you for now coming on months later and now sharing the developments of proton therapy for so many now thousands of people and, you know, only continuing to grow. So again, Dr. Tsai, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And where can people find out a little bit more information about proton therapy and specifically the Somerset, New Jersey location?
Well, the easiest way to find out more is probably to get to the website, which is www.procure.com, and that can give you all the contact information for the New Jersey Proton Center here.
That's perfect. And again, we're speaking with Dr. Henry Tsai, who is a radiation oncologist at the ProCure location there in Somerset, New Jersey. Dr. Tsai, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, we are speaking with Dr. Henry Tsai, a radiation oncologist at ProCure at the Somerset, New Jersey location. But we have to take one break here on Headlines with Harris. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.